Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb D, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes. Your way, we are in Erevin 92, talking about standing in place. Rav Chia taught the following explanatory brisa, which elaborates on the Mishnah. Residents of either chatzar may eat the fruits that are on top of the wall, provided that this one does not stand in his place, chatzar, and eat, nor does that one stand in his place, chatzar, and eat. Rather, each must remain on top of the wall while eating the fruit, since it is forbidden to bring the fruit down to either chatzar below. The idea being to keep in mind about standing in your own place, standing in your place. We must realize in our own lives, we feel very often we want to jump and we want to be involved and try to assess and try to figure out another person. And we jump to judge another person. We jump to try to ridicule another person. And we jump to try to think about what we think we know about another person. We think we know the story. We know the facts. We know everything going on. And we jump into their place. We have to realize the Gemara talks about standing in your place. We have to stand in our own place. You know, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, the sages teach us, Al tehi dan yachidi ki ein dan yachidi el echad. I'm paraphrasing, but we can't judge. The only judge is Hashem Himself. And Al ta din et chavercha ad shetakiyah mimkomom. Don't judge your face unless you come to his place, unless you're in his situation. We shouldn't judge to begin with, and we talk about this a lot on all of my shows, but it's always good to bear repeating, especially when we can see it in a different light. We're not allowed to judge anyone. And if we're going to judge people, the only judging we should do is dan l'kav schus, judging for the benefit, judging to find the benefit for a person. If that's the only type of judging we should do, then we shouldn't be judging at all, because it's very difficult to be dan l'kav schus. It's very hard mida, hard trait to have. So don't even judge at all. Just try to be a positive person. Try to be a person not sticking yourself in other people's business and not judging people to begin with. If we could all do that and keep to our own space, stand in our own spot, stand in our own place, stand in our own makom and not judge another person, maybe the whole world would be better. We're so often running and we're trying to rip at each other and bring each other down and judging each other down, especially if we don't have the same political viewpoint. Or we don't have the same life circumstances, we don't have the same hashkafa, we don't have the same circumstances. It's very easy to try to judge people and try to rip them down. But the Gemara and everyone tells us all over the place, so many sources, don't judge another person unless you've been to their place. You don't know their struggles. You don't know their addictions or their afflictions. You don't know their difficulties in their own life. If you're going to judge, the only type of judging is to judge for the favor, judge for the benefit, judge for the rightness or the goodness of the matter. You see them going into the McDonald's, they probably have a very good reason. Either they're having an insane need for a drink, maybe they're very dehydrated and they're about to collapse, or maybe they're desperate for a bathroom, who knows? But you don't know, so don't judge. They say if you know about a person that he's a good person, he does something that seemingly is wrong, judge him for the good, judge him for the benefit, and figure out what it could be. And a person that's not a tzaddik or a rasha, it's good to judge them for the benefit. Don't judge in general, but if you're going to judge, judge for the benefit. The Gemara here says stand in your own place. Stay in your own place. Don't judge another. You're not in their place. You're not standing in their place. The best we can do is to try to just do our best in every day, every situation. Don't judge another. Don't stand in another's place. But try to be dan l'kav schus as much as possible every single day. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 93 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.